Anonymous asked, Hardison and Parker and Elliot. Late Nights. A Tumblr story, written by Idyll and read by Calicary. They've just finished their fourth back-to-back job, and they're all tired. It's harder now that there are less than five of them, Parker realizes. It's not that they're not competent, it's that they have to pull in others to make up for two less people. They never all trust anyone else that they bring in, except when it's Amy or Tara, and it hadn't been either of them for the last round of jobs. As the new Nate, when they work with people they can't really trust, it's up to Parker to get Hardison and Elliot to set up even more alternatives. They all feel it, as a result. Parker from spinning too many pieces, in too many configurations, and Hardison and Elliot from setting up backup plans they tend to need 6 times out of 10. There's not another option, though, Parker knows. With only 3 of them teaming up, they need to bring in outside resources. Sometimes they can set it up so that they use another bad guy and set them up to get taken down along with the mark. Those are the worst. Most often, though, they're planning on being betrayed. Parker can use that too, but it takes effort and energy. She misses the full team at those times, misses the way they could have all their bases covered internally. Times like now, when they're on a private plane out of Luxembourg, a mark and a consultant going down for bad deeds behind them, coming right on the heels of a job in which a by-the-hour grifter tried to screw them over. They came out of it on top, because Parker knows how to spin people like tumblers, to know the combinations in which they're likely to fall together. That doesn't mean it doesn't take a toll. It takes more of a toll, Parker thinks, than even the wackiest of jobs they ran with Nate and Sophie. She looks at Elliot and Hardison, both sleeping across from her. Elliot is passed out from meds on account of taking 2 beatings in too short of a time. Hardison, Parker knows, hasn't had more than 3 hours of sleep a night in 2 months. Parker herself isn't at her best. It's hard to be when she's keeping so many balls and so many permutations running simultaneously in her head. She hasn't failed Hardison and Elliot yet, but she wonders if maybe it's coming. She's not like Nate. She can't operate on a compromised brain and bring everyone out alive. She needs sleep and downtime and more than 2 people to trust. In all fairness, Nate had the last. Maybe that makes all the difference. The few times they were burned out when Nate was running things, he would put them on hiatus and send them their own ways. Parker liked that at the time, but it doesn't work for her now. She leaves the guys crashed out and slumping against one another in their seats and goes up to the cockpit. "We need to change course," she tells the pilot. They land in Italy at 2 in the morning. Hardison and Elliot are awake, if not aware, and Parker is starting to feel like one of the zombies in those movies Hardison likes so much.
"I thought we were going to San Francisco,"
Hardison says. Parker thinks about the food in Italy, of the Vatican that's just waiting to be broken into, and how there's a CIA cloud backup in Florence, of all places. "This is better," she says, and leans harder against Elliot as they make their way through the airport. The end.